TV. It's time to pay attention at the university. What are we learning about this week, Miss O'Kettle?
On today's university, I would like to educate you on the wonderful uses and health benefits of something we all have in our kitchen. Tinfoil. Or, as the Yangs call it, aluminium or aluminum.
Oh, the aluminum.
The aluminum, as they like to call it.
We're going to learn about tinfoil.
Yes, wow. Basically. Wow. So.
I'm all ears.
Shut up. If you're like me and you're only using tinfoil to wrap your ham sandwiches, you're only using a smidgen of its potential.
Wow.
These genius tinfoil uses can save you time, money and effort. And I'm here to tell you how. So for example, when you hear the glorious sound of the ice cream van pulling up outside your house and the kids start doing a crazy frog dance and song with excitement and you're raging because you've just changed their clothes for the 37th time and you know you're going to have to change them again after the inevitable ice cream spillage. Well, fear not. Simply wrap some tinfoil around the bottom of the ice cream cone and no spillages will soil the children's new clean clothes. Voila! Practical tinfoil tip number one.
Amazing.
Number two. If like me, when it comes to household chores, and you're energetically challenged and like to cut corners but still get the same results, tinfoil's your only man. For example, if you're looking for an easy way to clean the ashes out of your fireplace, just place a double layer of heavy-duty tinfoil across the bottom of the fireplace or under the wood grate. The next day, once you're sure all the ashes have cooled, simply fold it up and throw it away. Simples. Now, when the weather picks up again, and some of us might pack up the old car and head to the great outdoors to sleep under the stars, you're going to need a sleeping blanket. And a great way to insulate your sleeping bag is to place a piece of heavy-duty tinfoil under your sleeping bag to insulate against moisture. You'll be dry and get a great night's sleep.
All right, Bear Grylls. And you've gone from Martha Stewart to Bear Grylls like that.
And that's not the only. That's the only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to everyday hacks around the house.
Come on.
But tinfoil has other benefits as well. Health benefits. Now, before you write it off, tinfoil is actually a well-known pain reliever, popular among many Chinese and Russian physicians.
Is it really?
Yeah, this is because supposedly it regulates one body's biological pathways called the meridians. That's the energy centres in your body.
Right.
Now, this soothes different areas in the body and helps alleviate pain and speed up healing times. So the foil's chemical elements help make this unique healing process happen. So wrapping foil around any sore muscles can help relieve pain. It can also get rid of pain from getting burned. And since foil reorganizes channels of energy in your body, it can help you feel more refreshed and balanced. Now, many muas, they're the makeup artists, Ado. The muas swear by this trick to look more awake and refreshed. So if you've been on a night out with friends and need to look more refreshed for work, just stick two small strips of foil in the fridge for a couple of hours, then place them underneath your eyes and you'll be fresh as a daisy. Now, it can also be used for sore joints, inflammation and Ado, you'll be delighted to know, foil can be used to treat your gout as well. So, there you go. Think of tinfoil as your magic MacGyver in your kitchen.
gout. You're saying I've gout.
Did you tell me recently you had a bit of gout? You thought you had gout in your foot.
All right, Una Carol, we'll just cut you off right there now. I do not have gout, nor is Una a medical professional. But there you go, some of the more interesting things you can do with tinfoil. Yeah.
So Lorraine in Tullamore says, hey lads, don't forget all the hairdressers go through rolls of tinfoil when we're doing highlights and lowlights. We'd be lost without it. Yes, I forgot about that.
Me too, Una.
Oh yeah, with your frosted tips power.
Mm-hmm. And me gout.
Your gout. Yeah, don't forget you can use the tinfoil to help you with the pain of the gout. Nicola in Louth says, hey guys, you can use tinfoil to make a piping bag for piping cream or buttercream on cakes and buns. Works a treat. Ooh, nice.
That's very handy. I don't know, like, people have piping bags just lying around the house for icing their cakes. Thank you for that, Nicola. So here's what I did with the tinfoil, Una. Now that you mention it, it does have some interesting uses. It certainly did for me. So I have a wireless mouse, Bluetooth mouse that kept disconnecting from the computer. And I Googled it and it turned out it was a particular problem with this mouse because it takes batteries. And where the batteries go, they weren't making the exact contact. There wasn't a snug fit. So they kept coming loose and then the mouse would disconnect from the computer.
You should have sent it back.
And then I got a life hack little video on YouTube of a fella just getting two bits of tin foil, rolling them up, like flattening them, yeah, making little squares out of them, and then you just put that between the contacts of the battery and the thing in the mouse, and bye, Bob's your uncle. Didn't have to spend 60 quid on a new mouse.
Did it work?
Did, yeah.
There you go, tin foil.
Amazing.
It's the MacGyver you need in your house.
Mary says, lads, the ultimate use of tin foil is if you're too stingy to buy your Christmas decorations, you just scrunch up balls of it and hang it on your tree. Right, what else can you do with tin foil? Anne says, lads, if you have droopy celery, just wrap it in tin foil and it'll keep it crisp.
Nothing worse than droopy celery, let me tell you.
James says, you can boost your Wi-Fi signal with tin foil.
I've heard that before, yeah.
You reflect it off the Wi-Fi and it bounces the signal further.
And also can be used for lighting for photographic instances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just hold up an old sheet of tin foil to reflect the light when you're doing your home photo shoots for Insta. There you go. Pa, what's your remarkable use for tin foil?
Well, you can shine up, say, a steel that has been rusted with tin foil. I used to do it, say, on the spokes of my bike when I was younger. You'd just rub it with the tin foil, take the rust straight off the table cutlery and all that stuff as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes when you take your knives and forks out of the dishwasher, there can be a bit of rust on them. It's kind of annoying.
You might need a dishwasher. If they're coming out rusty, what cleaning product are you using?
Just a little bit. Now I'm going to use the tin foil to clean them. Thanks for that, Pa.
Now, Pa, is that as an alternative to buying rust remover, or is it better?
No, I decided, well, you used to just scrunch up into a ball and give it a rub. Even the barbecue, enjoy your barbecue grill.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they get awful sticky and dirty.
It's great for that as well.
Right, fascinating.
See, but the tinfoil is fascinating, Ado. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh no, I'm fully converted. I would be wearing it on my head today. As Stephen said, stay away from the aliens. They can't read your mind if you've tinfoil on your head. Do you believe in that, Pat?
That's a true story.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of lads with tinfoil hats around.
All right, tinfoil loons. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.
No, thank you.
TV. Hashtag AO Show. Every weekday morning from 7 a.m.